the more that we understand about color, the more that people can research that, the more it helps me. It helps me communicate information better, and it helps me understand whether or not the people that read and look at my maps are understanding them in the way that I hope that they will be. A cartographer is someone who makes maps, and cartography is a really interesting blend of many different skills. Graphic design, international relations, and environmental sciences really combine together so perfectly to create a cartographer. Maps help people see concepts that they might even be really familiar with in a brand new way. Maps bring to life a story, right, in a way that text can't. If I showed you right now a big table of numbers, you're not likely to remember that table of numbers. It's hard for you to pick out patterns. If you put that on a map, if you see a dark spot on the map or the light spot on the map, but in that spreadsheet, there's no way you're going to walk away with an understanding of those patterns. The process of making a map, it has to start with an idea. Somebody other than a cartographer has an idea and comes to us and says, I would like to show this graphically. We then ask them a lot of questions. What's the pattern of these events that are happening? How do we tell a geographic story with that information? Who's going to use this map? A map that's designed for someone in middle school versus someone who is a scientific expert would be different looking maps. And so we become mini experts in each of the areas that we have to represent and in each of the topics that we have to represent. And then we start to design. So we're applying colors, we're adding labels, we're deciding which elements we want to pull to the front. So which elements really stand out on the map? That's called visual hierarchy. We're trying to set the visual hierarchy. What pops off the map first at us? We can't have a map where everything is at sort of the same visual level, because what happens then is we can't make sense of anything. It almost would feel like a plate of spaghetti. You can't tell which line is indicating which feature. So I keep up with current research in color because it's really important for us to be able to rely on other fields of research, because color is a very important tool for cartographers. Our eyes interpret color in certain ways, and so it's really important for us to understand that certain colors rise off the page more than something else. We know that the way that our eyes take in that information, that blue automatically recedes to the background. We know that red pops off the page, and that our eyes are perceiving that red as a stronger visual cue for us. And so color can be used to represent different categories of information, and color then can represent different groups where we don't want to indicate a value. If we're trying to represent more or less of something, that's where we would use a darker color or a brighter color that stands out of the map. The visual hierarchy pulls you in more. One of the maps that we worked on was to show the European ancestry of Wisconsin. And this had two elements of color. It had first the element of different countries where people came from. All of those different places each have their own color represented on the map. Then darker colors meant there were more people that came from that area, and lighter colors meant that there were fewer people that settled in this area from that country. We work on a map with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and we symbolize the roads that bikers would want to be on using color. The most desirable roads are actually like a red-brown kind of color, and red would normally mean warning, don't go there. But again, we're drawing in psychology research, you know, using that concept of red being the color that our eyes perceive, and it jumps off the page more to us. We really want to draw bikers to the most desirable roads. So we rely on research in all different ways. And the work done in all of these fields that intersect with the work that we do is incredibly important. Research in color really helps me. It helps me build a better map. It helps me build a map that I know that other people will understand. And we can continue to get even better at our craft of making maps because of the work that's been done by someone else.